Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for June 15th to June 22nd and beyond.
The main item this week is Jupiter entering Cancer on Wednesday, June 18th. The slower moving planets don't change signs too often, so when they do change signs, it sets up a new planetary energy pattern which has effects for us here on Earth.
Jupiter spends about a year in a sign. It has been in Gemini since June of last year. Now it goes into Cancer for a bit more than a year until mid-July 2015. Jupiter is considered exalted in the sign Cancer, where its best qualities are enhanced.
This sounds like it should be a good thing, having the planet of prosperity, wisdom, generosity, optimism, and opportunity in its sign of exaltation should be wonderful, or so it appears.
Well, if you want to check on how wonderful, then you could just go back 12 years and see what fabulous things were going on then. Like the USA going into a full attack mode and starting a war with Iraq, and George W.'s moment of extreme hubris celebrating a premature victory with his mission accomplished stunt on the deck of an aircraft carrier. By the way, he is Cancer rising. Jupiter was in his first house. And for the USA chart, Jupiter, the planet of increase, was exalted in the eighth house of chronic long-term problems.
Well, actually, that whole episode points up something often overlooked about the effects of an exalted planet. Too much of a good thing isn't necessarily good. Jupiter is the planet of optimism and confidence. Being overly confident of a positive outcome can lead to bad choices.
Certainly, the Bush administration's decision to invade Iraq is a great example of too much Jupiterian energy. In any case, with that in mind, let's go through the zodiac and look at what Jupiter's transit in Cancer will do for each of the rising signs.
For Aries rising people, Jupiter will be manifesting through the fourth house, the house of home, security, comforts, mother, and domestic activities. The transit of Jupiter in the fourth house is beneficial for expanding and improving one's home or acquiring assets, such as a new car. Relations with your mother, as well as her own welfare, will improve under this transit. If you move to a new home while Jupiter is in the fourth house, you will like your new place.
If you are Taurus rising, Jupiter will be transiting through your third house, the house of everyday activities, and the immediate environment. Since the third house is the house of self-efforts, Jupiter will encourage you to do more to bring your desires to fruition. Being the house of skills and talents, Jupiter's expansive energy indicates an opportunity to enlarge your skill set.
For Gemini rising people, Jupiter will be affecting your second house of personal finances, family relations, speech, and materiality. Usually Jupiter transiting through the second house indicates an uptick in income, or at least more opportunities for earnings. Relations with family members will improve. With Jupiter's expansive energy, there could even be an addition to the family.
For Cancer rising people, Jupiter is exalted in your first house, so a feel-good factor is front and center. Jupiter is the planet of increase and expansion. The first house is the body in general, so overindulgence and weight gain are indicated. On a more positive note, Jupiter, the planet of opportunity in the first house, gives opportunities across the board. The danger is jumping on too many bandwagons at once, getting spread too thin, resulting in exhaustion. And yes, there will be a welling up in the emotions department.
If you are a Leo rising person, this puts Jupiter transiting in your 12th house of charity and unknown people. The planet of increase in the house of expense and the unknown can show up as an unexpected drain on finances. A more positive expression would be an act of generosity in terms of your time, money, or other resources. Helping out within the context of a larger institution is a way it could play out. Exploring your inner self through meditation is a good use of this transit. An opportunity may show up in an unexpected way.
Virgos will have Jupiter in their 11th house of friends, elder coborns, clubs, and associations, as well as gains in general. This ought to be an excellent transit for those areas of your life. Increased cash flow, recognition for your work, more appointments on the social calendar, and improved relations with friends, associates, and elder siblings are some of the manifestations of Jupiter transiting through this sector of your chart.
Libras getting Jupiter exalted at the zenith of their chart in the 10th house of career and actions performed in public. Receiving accolades for what you do out in the world could be in the offing or a long overdue bonus from the boss. A promotion is possible or a new job with higher pay. Once again, too much Jupiterian energy can lead to getting overextended in the career area, overreaching in your business, and resulting in exhaustion.
Scorpios have Jupiter in their excellent 9th house of good luck, higher learning, long-distance travel, beliefs, religion, father, and the guru. Quite a positive transit for you. A good time to enjoy some travel or take up a course of study. You may receive a gift from your dad or your relationship with him improves. On the subject of religion, getting preachy about your views may come off as overbearing, but do spend some time at a temple for inspiration.
Sagittarius rising people will have Jupiter transiting in their 8th house, which is a mixed bag. For example, it is good for benefiting from other people's wealth and could even mean that you inherit some money. Jupiter, the planet of wisdom in the house of investigations and research, is good for all esoteric studies. But do note that Jupiter rules the liver and fatty tissues in the body as well as tumors. The 8th house is the house of chronic health conditions. So this is a bit of a warning for all you Sagittarius people.
If you are Capricorn rising, Jupiter is transiting through your 7th house, a plus for important relationships in your life, the spouse, the business partner, or your clients. These are all likely to improve and grow during this transit. But once again, watch out for too much of the Jupiter hope and optimism. Jupiter brings opportunities for a relationship when transiting the 7th house, but you still have to use your discrimination.
Aquarius rising people will have Jupiter transiting in their 6th house, the house of enemies, struggles, health and disease, as well as service, employment, and co-workers. As with the 8th house, it's a mixed bag. Jupiter has the potential of giving an increase in any acute symptoms of boosting an existing health disorder. On the other hand, relations with co-workers or employees will move in a positive direction. The planet of opportunity in the house of employment is good if you are looking for a new job.
And last but not least, if you are Pisces rising, Jupiter transits through your 5th house, a positive transit. The 5th house governs creativity, children, amusements, romance, and investments. Jupiter's benefic energy boosts this positive house, but here's an example of how to use caution. Overconfidence when speculating or investing will lead to you putting too much money on the table. Do not get overextended, but do take the kids to a ball game or Disneyland. And if you are looking for romance, now is the time to put yourself out there.
This is just a brief rundown of what sorts of things to watch for in your personal lives. There will be, of course, other effects depending on the influences of the rest of the planetary movement during the coming 12 months, which we'll keep you abreast of as they happen.
But wait, folks, that's not all. We have another planet changing signs this week. In fact, on the same day as Jupiter, Wednesday, June 18th, Venus enters Taurus, the planet of love, agreement, pleasures, guidance, and finance, enters its own sign, the sign of materiality and value.
A planet in its own sign strengthens the significations of that planet as well as the significations of the sign itself. The next 4 weeks, while Venus is in Taurus, will be beneficial for everything from values to romance to materiality.
What's interesting here is that both Jupiter and Venus are classified as natural benefics, and both are entering signs which strengthen their benefic qualities. So this sounds pretty good, right, Ron?
Yes, David, overall it is good. Both Jupiter and Venus are planets of prosperity, so there will be good news on that front. Both Jupiter and Venus are teaching planets, therefore good for learning and understanding. But too much of a good thing can be, well, too much. Jupiter is celebratory, Venus is pleasures, and with both strong, indulgence is encouraged. Too much emphasis on material gratification with a corresponding lack of attention to the higher values.
Next week, we'll take a look at Venus significations as they apply to each of the rising signs.
And finally, Saturday, June 21st, is the summer solstice. This is the day of the year when the sun is most directly overhead in the northern hemisphere, also known as the date of the longest day and the shortest night, also known as the first day of summer.
From our perspective here on the Earth, the sun appears to reverse the direction of its apparent travel into the northern hemisphere and starts heading back down toward the southerly horizon.
For 3 days before and after the date when the sun changes direction, the energy is considered very weak for new beginnings. Therefore, June 18th to 24th are best avoided for starting any significant new endeavors.
And that will do it for this week. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.